Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Well, they said no casual footwear allowed on the pitch. But believe you me, there was casual footwear all over the pitch come the 96 minutes. Neil, talk us through the ups and downs, the trials and tribulations of this afternoon's game here at the Silverlands against Buxton.
The joys of football management, you know, you're up, you're down, you're flipping sideways, your heart's through in your mouth. Listen, you know what I said at half-time? I said, if we're going to get beat, if we're going to lose this unbeaten run that we're on, let's do it in a way that we've been together since the end of June. Our hard work and our endeavour, our willingness to pass forward, our willingness to take chances. And I thought first off, for whatever reason, they pressed us high, we just didn't get into the rhythm of the game. And I said to the life, we're going to get beat today, just do it our way, get beat our way. Yes, it's a red card, it's a horrendous tackle, you know, and I said that to the manager. But I thought we were exceptional. You know, it's different to what it was with me last week. I thought we were exceptional second half. Grant Shenson's made, you know, some unbelievable saves. I thought Kyle had scored with his first touch. I thought Doyle had gone and scored. I thought Charlie had gone and scored. And, you know, I was turning around to our fans going, sometimes it's just not your day. And, you know, I was really impressed with Luke Griffiths just passing and probing and being patient second half. And then, you know, cometh the hour, cometh the man. I mean, I've seen him do it in training how many times. I've seen him put free kicks in. But that strike was, wow, something out of the top drawer. And, you know, we deserved the point. It's not nice because I thought Buxton did well today and you've got to take credit. And I've been there as a manager when you concede last minute against Witten and it's not a nice feeling. But I think when you concede to a goal like that, there's not a great deal that anyone can do about it. And, you know, for us, it's a fantastic point, even more so now that Lancaster and South Shields have slipped up.
Now, as a manager, obviously, you set your team up, get out there, let's perform like we usually do. You have to have the answers if it's not going right. So can you put your finger on what went wrong in that first 45 minutes? What was... Some of the passing was going astray. People were standing on the ball. We were playing very deep in our own third, and we weren't getting the ball out quick enough. What were your thoughts?
I said at half time. I don't recall a game this season where Curtis Jones doesn't step out. You know, and takes four or five touches. Today he's just like going in one touch, and Doyle's doing it the same. And Aaron Morris slips on the back pass, and it goes home. And you know, even Aaron Morris is not getting out on one side. Doddy's not getting out the other. We couldn't get Griff on the ball. And that's why I said, if we're going to go out our way, you know, if you misplace a pass doing the right thing, I'm all right. First off, we were doing things that were absolutely alien to us. We haven't worked on it. And the lads said that they've got a high press on us. They're playing 4-1-4-1. So I said, you've got time to work it out. Your rotations are working out. Your movement around the park. And for whatever reason, second 3-hour journey in 2 weeks, I'm not making a shoot, or 2-hour journey. I don't know. You know, we've done really well. We've given lads a rest Tuesday night. There's definitely no complacency. You know, I'm not gonna point fingers and say they guarantee the shirt. They're not. You know, we've come here today against a team that we beat 7-0, against a resurgent team that we've got done well under a new manager, and we was going to make it tough. And you know, I thought they did really well, but to come back in the fashion that we did was exceptional. But you know, it's not always going to go our way, and it didn't go our way today. I thought second half it did, but first half it didn't. But you know, I'm really pleased that we weren't further out of sight, because it could have been 3 or 4, I think, at half time.
Yeah, I mean, we talked early on in the game that Buxton was setting you a problem, which you had to solve. And it's interesting what you said, because it seems like it took you 45 minutes to do that. But how important is it as part of this team's education to play in an ugly game like that and somehow get something out at the end?
It's massively important. So if I highlight, you know, just talking about that, if I highlight Luke Griffiths, who plays at the bottom of our, if you will, defensive triangle, I thought there was too many times in the first half that he was playing left and right. We couldn't get him on it centrally. He was getting frustrated because the two centre-halves have gone long. And I said at half-time, even if they do go long, you can't be disciplined and lose your shape. I thought second half he was instrumental in everything we did. He picked it up in between the lines and he played the right way. You know, Potts was off it today. I'm not going to say he was great. He was off it today. And I think when your captain's off it, it stems throughout the team. But lads aren't going to play 9 out of 10, 10 out of 10 every week. And when we have an off day, and we've had an off day, it's important that we go and get a point. And we've got a point. You know, we're unbeaten. I think someone put it on the internet. I can't remember how many days or months it is. But, you know, first game of the season, the lads have got loads of character. You know, the teams are, let the teams kind of slip up in and around us. And we've just got to, you know, stay focused. I think a point takes us up to third tonight.
Does indeed.
With a game in hand over base, we can go level. And now we're six behind Shields. So, you know, we've got to regroup. We've got a big couple of games ahead with Mickleover next Saturday, and then followed by the semi-final in the Manchester Cup. So it's, you know, it's squeaky bum time, isn't it? We're going into February, March, April, and people are going to start losing points. We've just got to stay positive and just keep enjoying the ride that we're on.
Can we ask you about the injuries? Curtis, obviously in the second half, but Alex looking more serious in the first half.
Yeah, he's a serious one. He's gone to hospital. His mum and dad are going to travel back on the team coach. You know, he's one of them that a few years ago that tackles allowed. I think he's off the ground, and you know the ref said he doesn't know, and he's one of them. You know, and I'm not going to blame the lad. I mean, it looks a bad one for Alex, and I think that shook us up as well. I'll be honest with you, a few lads went over and didn't like it. So I'm hoping that it's nothing too serious, but he's definitely gone to hospital, and it shook our physio up. So there could be something.
Is it a possible break?
Possible break. And you know, whichever it is, if it's ligaments, it's, you know, people say it's just as bad as a break. So we're going to have to monitor it and see what happens. It will be a big loss if he is out. But we've got a squad, and you know, we'll just have to shuffle things around and see what we do. But we might have to go into the market this week now, because that'll leave us short. And then, listen, the one on Sunday is a disgrace. He said, you know, the bench is up in arms. Would you do it? There's no need for him to do it. There's no need for him to come round through the back of him. I can only think that he was trying to injure the lad to try and knock him off his stride, but he could have broken it. It was his standing leg as well. It was a bad one. And, you know, I said to the ref, I think he pulled a yellow out the first time, and, you know, he looked at Sunday. So, you know, there's no place in the game for that, but I'm sure the manager doesn't condone it. And I wish Buxton all the best, you know, this season. We've got to enjoy the point today.
And a word on Chris Doyle.
Sorry.
Curtis Jones.
Just before half-time. Kind of a blame him actually, because he was hitting too many long balls, so overstretched his groin.
He
just felt it, and you know, we don't want him out for too long. So I thought Aaron Morris went in there and did great, and I thought Donoghue at right back.
Donoghue was superb.
He needs to stop playing a lot of positions, because he seems to be able to play everywhere. And you know, the last thing you want is to be that versatile player. But Donoghue, he's fantastic, and he's done great when he's gone in at right back. So another option for us. You know, I'm sorry for Jack and Ben who didn't get on today, but it's, you know, their time will come. And we've just got to, you know, fingers crossed that Curtis isn't too long and Alex isn't getting training this week, and look forward to the Mickleover game next Saturday.
Well, listen, it's always great talking to you. I know you're going to have to do a few more interviews,
yes,
so we won't keep any longer. A vital point, considering what's happened above us, and a vital point just to keep the momentum running and going, and it just proves you can, right, doesn't matter how many minutes are left, you've always got a goal in you.
When you've got talent in the dressing room and you've got talent on the bench like Charlie Ennis, you know, you never know what's going to happen. And, you know, I just said to the lads there, you know, there'll be times that we underperform out there, but when you've got ability the way we've got, then that doesn't surprise me. And today is Charlie's day. You know, you can't take anything away from him. Without that bit of magic, we don't get the point. But, you know,
we've just been criticising, haven't we? Just slightly criticising with the pass that he put in, that Shen's gathered.
Yeah.
Just drill that. Yeah, drill it in. And then he just does that, and it makes amends, which is always a beautiful thing.
I think I don't know if you've seen, but I think I should get the assist for that, because I brought it down here in one touch. If you remember the ball, I threw it back on, and we score from it. So one of the fans said it's an assist for me. So I'll take that.
We'll put that down. We'll make sure that. No, yeah.
Well done, guys. Fans again were exceptional.
Yeah.
I mean, the first half. Well. I don't know where I was. I didn't think I was. I thought it was at a league game. You know, it was packed, and I'm so happy we scored at that end. You know, when Riga put the penalty away, but you know, they kept going right to the end, and I think they would have been singing even with the 2-1 defeat, because they see what we tried to do. But to score it in the way we did was good, and you know, I think everyone's going home happy tonight.
Very much so.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.